Reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text number 8 and 9. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manneta tatvit. Pashyan srunnan srusran jigran asnan gashyan swapan swasan. Pralapan visrijan grunnan unmishan ninmishan napi. Indriyani indriyardeshu vartanta iti dharayan. Translation. A person in the divine consciousness, although engaged in seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, moving about, sleeping, breathing, always knows within himself that he actually does nothing at all. Because while speaking, evacuating, receiving, opening or closing his eyes, he always knows that only the material sense are engaged with their objects and that he is aloof from them. While talking, evacuating, receiving, or opening or closing the eyes, he always knows that only the material senses are engaged with their objects, and that is aloof from them. Purport. A person in Krishna consciousness is pure in his existence, and consequently he has nothing to do with any work which depends upon 5 immediate and remote causes. The doer, the work, the situation, the endeavor and fortune. This is because he is engaged in the loving transcendental service of Krishna. Although he appears to be acting with his body and senses, he is always conscious of his actual position, which is spiritual engagement. In material consciousness, the senses are engaged in sense gratification, but in Krishna consciousness, the senses are engaged in the satisfaction of Krishna's senses. Therefore, the Krishna conscious person is always free. Even though he appears to be engaged in affairs of the senses, activities such as seeing and hearing are actions of the senses meant for receiving knowledge, whereas moving and speaking, evacuating are actions of the senses meant for work. A Krishna conscious person is never affected by the actions of the senses. He cannot perform any act except in the service of the Lord, because he knows that he is the eternal servitor of the Lord. Om Ajnanati Miranda Sivyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unvalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadabhaya Tadat Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Acharya Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So we call some people materialistic, and we call some other people as spiritual people. But when you look at their activities, apparently all the activities are the same. They are also reading books, we are also reading books. They are also eating and cooking. Devotees also, because they are spiritual people, it is not that they breathe air and just sustain their life. Spiritual people, so the body, the worldly people, worldly people, they sleep, and devotees also sleep. How to understand the spiritual personalities? They also fight, attend court cases. They may have to go to sometimes to the police station. So, if you have gone to registrar's office, police station, court, when you register this property, you have to go to the court. So, it looks like devotees are engaged in all sorts of activities. Like the ordinary people. What makes a person spiritual? On a superficial level, you may say, oh, devotees don't eat meat, non-devotees, but there are non-devotees also who don't eat meat. You say vegans, vegetarians, you know, when we were in Mayapur meetings, this topic of veganism. Veganism means, they say that we should not take honey, we should not take milk. Vegan means only vegetarian food. And now, it's a big argument between devotees in the West and these vegans. And also there are some people who say that we should not eat wheat because there is gluten in that. Like many things, you know, people are into. So the point is, what makes one a spiritual person? If it is a question of eating the kind of food devotees are eating, there are many others who also don't eat meat, fish and eggs. But we don't call them spiritual people. Similarly, there are many people for health reasons, they don't drink or smoke. And devotees practice brahmacharya, and there are people who are unmarried, you know, in the society. You have Jayalalitha, you have Mamata Banerjee, the chief minister of Bengal. She is not married. And the ex-chief minister of Tamil Nadu, who is in jail now. So she did not marry. And we know many people in the society. So just like my sister is also not married. So, but we don't say, we call her a materialistic person or a karmi. No, she is also a spinster, unmarried woman. So, not marrying doesn't make a person spiritual. Like in the zoo or in the circus, many animals, they are not allowed to mate. So you don't call those animals as spiritual. Because like police dogs. The police dogs are never allowed to have sex. Because they understand the principle that when we avoid this experience, the senses will remain pure and powerful. so that your memory, your mental determination, things will be strong. But people are using this strength for something else. Gandhi practiced brahmacharya. But he was not there to serve God. Gandhi practiced brahmacharya so that he can become a very strong leader and lead people on issues he thinks is important. Whereas devotees practice brahmacharya, actually, like yesterday we were discussing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj's life. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, if you can produce Krishna conscious children, kindly you produce 100. The world needs devotees. The world is having all Varna Sankara, all unwanted, useless people. So, one Prabhupada is not sufficient. You need many, many Prabhupadas in order to change the life of people, change the lives of people. There are people who want to know these things, but devotees are not able to approach them. Right? So many villages, so many ilaka, kasba, so many. So how many people can get the personal association of the devotees? Not many. How many people we may have touched personally in Nellur district? What is the percentage? Nothing. Even in the, with all our Radha Yatras, we think Radha Yatra, wow. But what is this? There are about 30,000, 40,000 people, but Nellur population is 10 lakhs plus. So what is it? That means, what percentage of people you made them to? There is only coming in Radha Yatra. They have not met the devotees to talk to them. Unless personally sit with a devotee, talk to him. And if you are also in receiving mood, it's not that when we talk to people, it will automatically change them to become devotees. There is a mood. Unless that mood is created, you cannot learn. Like there are many disciples of the Guru, and some people learn and become very steady and fixed up. And there are people, although they are also living, but they are not. That means receptivity problem is there. Receptivity. The Guru is the same, but people who are receiving the knowledge, it is bouncing off their ears. Off. It's not getting absorbed. So, although they are there listening so long, so much, but no change. It is bouncing off. That's why Krishna says, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tatvadarsina. So, it's not just that you are meeting a tatvadarsi, but you should also be a proper receptacle. On the receiving side, you must also be, that's why we say, bona fide guru, bona fide disciple. The guru is bona fide, the disciple is not bona fide. Nothing. We say, if by meeting Prabhupada, people can change. Prabhupada has met so many people, but not everybody changed. Some people changed. Is it that everyone who met Prabhupada changed to become devotee? No. What percentage? Prabhupada programs were attended by 30,000 people, but somewhere there were 3-4 devotees who now become devotees. It's not a big percentage. Because Nowadays it is rare to find a gathering of spiritual people. You think it's big. But compared to the population of the world, what is this big? Nothing. Minority. Hare Krishna, they say Muslims are a minority. Actually, we are more minority than Muslims. How many Muslims are there in Nellore? And how many Vaishnavas are there? They are a big minority. No? Very small percentage. So the point is that Krishna says, in order to become a spiritual person, just like I am giving a spiritual talk, not necessarily that you are a spiritual person. Like morning you are saying learned scholars and transcendentalists. That we have some ABC of spiritual life, we know how to talk. But do you have all spiritual behavior? No? No spiritual behavior, but we are spiritual people, you know. That's the life about. It's not easy. That's why Krishna is trying to narrate how to distinguish a spiritual person from other people who are not. So Krishna is saying that first step in spiritual life is tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. That means your enquiries should be in submission, no challenging spirit. Then you are off the track. And then pranipatena, pariprasnena, pranipatena. Many things we don't understand. But the agreement is that you just follow. That's it. That is called pranipatena. Because the Guru is talking from some flat form. And we don't understand it. So we reject it or what? Prabhupada said, Ardha Kukkuta Nyaya. Ardha Kukkuta Nyaya. Kukkuta means what, you know? What is Kukkuta? Murgi. Kukkuta. In Sanskrit, Kukkuta means hen, Kodi. Ardha Kukkuta Nyaya means half hen logic. Half hen logic. What is half hen? The hen has two halves. One is the front side and the back side. Head side and tail side, you know. And from the head side you have to feed the dana. You have to feed the feed the hen. And from the back side you get the egg. So one over smart person, he thought, yeah, this front half is expenditure side of the hen and back half I'm just getting eggs. So why not cut off the front half and just take advantage of back, only take eggs? But no, foolishness. If you don't feed the, then you have to take the whole thing as long as you are feeding. And then the egg comes, you know. So this Ardha Kukkuta Nyaya means you take what you like and you don't take what you don't like. Then you remain the same person. Because you are taking only what you want. But you are not taking what you need, you know. Because the business of a spiritual person is to get you out of your conditioning, is to get you out of your wrong platform, because of which we are not able to lead a joyful adjusted spiritual life. So here, that's elaborately Krishna is giving. How to recognize? So you have to see whether we have all these qualifications. What is Krishna saying here? Krishna is saying, a person in the divine consciousness, although engaged in seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, moving about, sleeping, breathing, he is not noticing these things at all. Like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is the right example of a spiritual person. We are all semi-spiritual, quasi-spiritual people. We have some element, but we are more fallen, but a little. We are not on the safe side yet. Prahlad Maharaj, he was put in boiling oil. He was thrown from the cliff and he was pierced with tridents. And he was bitten by snakes and many other things. But Prahlad Maharaj, how he was surviving, how he was not feeling the pain, he doesn't know. Because he is absorbed in divine consciousness. He's seeing that everything is going on by the Lord's arrangement. So he was not feeling the pain. Because he was completely Krishna conscious, Haridas Thakur, no man can ever survive if 10 big, hefty people that beating you black and blue, 20 people dragging you and beating you, you cannot survive. No ordinary man can survive. Nor Haridas Thakur crying, nor Haridas Thakur mood changing. Haridas Thakur mood was not changing. And nor he was detesting these people. Haridas Thakur was a very pure fellow. Why these people are beating me, he is not asking all that. Instead, what he is saying, please, you excuse them, please. You don't punish them for what they are doing to me. You're completely kind. Just like a favorable person, you desire all good for him. Like that, people are trying to kill him and you are praying for them. Even Jesus Christ, Prabhupada says, Milan, please forgive them. They know not what they are doing. We are seeing them as also nice people. They are doing just like we also. When we see a drunkard, we don't say, this is nonsense. This is a poor fellow. He is a victim to the mode of ignorance. And that means we are seeing the difference. His behavior is in the mode of ignorance, under the influence of ignorance. But you are seeing a pure spiritual soul in him. And you know, you can come out of it. Devotees are confident, you can come out of it. And you are not the drunkard. You are also, you can be in divine consciousness. So anyway, the time is out. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.